Well, as I was just sharing with my guests this morning from Triangle Community Center down Norwalk Way, that this organization has been a tried and true guest on the award-winning For the People, and we're so happy to welcome them back here during Pride Month as we wrap up Pride Week. And also so pleased to meet and introduce their new executive director, Rachel Simon. Julie Walsh is also on the line with us. She's deputy director of the Triangle Community Center. Thank you both for being part of the program this morning. Let's talk a little bit, Rachel, about your journey to the position of leadership there at Triangle. Let's hear a little bit about your background and how the transition into that role has been for you.
Yeah, thanks, John, and thanks for having us on For the People. So my name is Rachel Simon. I use she and they pronouns, and I have been the executive director at Triangle Community Center in Norwalk since early September of last year, of 2023, and I came here from running a university LGBT center in Westchester County, but have been a queer activist since, I don't know, probably the mid-90s in Texas, which is not a place I would recommend to be a queer activist.
I say turn over all the cards because
very needed.
Yeah, we could just spend the rest of the 15 minutes on Texas stories, I'm sure.
Yes. Yeah. But I think through that activism and trainings and kind of leadership mentors that I had, I've had a long career. And now I serve as the Westchester County LGBT Advisory Board's chair. So although I work in Norwalk, I live in Westchester County and am involved on both sides of the New York, Connecticut border in doing good work to advance the LGBT community and our rights.
Well, given that background and your passion, we're both lucky to have you. So appreciate you coming up to Norwalk for the day job and giving us the benefit of all your experience. You have touched on a couple of really important points in your background, including working in a college environment where arguably this is the time and the age where a lot of people make the decision to come out, right?
Well, and I think people often make that decision around their safety. And I know for me, I went to high school in Texas and chose to apply to universities only in New England and ended up in Maine because there was a giant buffer between, especially in the days before the internet, between my Texas high school and my Maine university. So I think a lot of people feel that same freedom and the buffer from what they may have experienced in high school. So yeah, I think college is a great time. One of the limitations is, especially for trans folks, is that when you move into your first college residence hall, it doesn't come with a magic gift card so you can buy all new clothes that are in alignment with your gender identity. So a lot of the work that we did at the university was not just around policies, but around, letting people know that someone might not look the way you would expect when they share specific pronouns with you. Because unless you're Caitlyn Jenner, you don't have the money necessarily to change your whole wardrobe if you're making a big change. But also, I think this young generation is moving away from the binary. I know at Triangle Community Center, one of our biggest monthly groups is the non-binary group, and introducing identities like non-binary trans folks to the older generation who may be less familiar and helping them show, especially young people, respect in the education space and in all spaces.
I remember last year speaking with your predecessor about the this opportunity to bring these generations together. And sometimes the sheer joy that was experienced in seeing the embrace and the acceptance and the inclusion that is experienced in these situations sometimes.
Yeah, we've got young people today who have always, their experience of, you know, same gender, same sex marriage has existed legally their whole lives.
Yes, yeah.
And models of queer couples having children has been available to them their whole lives. So for folks, you know, my middle age and older to connect with younger folks is really powerful. We have at TCC a group for seniors that meets every other Friday called Coffee Talk. So we try to not just, you know, to make sure that people at every stage of life can find queer community here.
That's great. Let's give you a break, Rachel, and meet Julie Walsh, Deputy Director. Julie, you've come to Connecticut even more recently than Rachel, haven't you?
I started here at Triangle Community Center at the beginning of this year. I bring a history of nonprofit organizing and development, having founded and directed a nonprofit for trans and non-binary folks in Indiana for 8 years. I then moved out to the East Coast during the pandemic, and I was able to join these lovely folks to really continue to grow and expand the programming and offerings that are here at Triangle Community Center.
Mm. So, like Rachel, in Texas, you were also coming from a state where there's a lot of issues and adversity, and I have to say the life's experiences that both of you bring to the table and to the benefit of the community and Triangle here is quite unique and spectacular, because you both kind of had to spend a lot of time in your life facing adversity and folks who may have really deeply rooted fundamental, even spiritual disagreements with your lifestyle. How do you articulate? Now, I'll start with you, Julie. You know, when a younger member of the LGBTQ community that you meet, whether it's a Triangle or anywhere, and you're talking to them and they're telling you about how upsetting and anxiety making it is for them when you know they're essentially getting you know, character assassinated for their sexuality.
It's true. And, you know, coming from more conservative states where we are accustomed to working with folks who, you know, have trying experiences, it still translates here, because even in the Northeast, we encounter many communities here where folks are not understood or validated for who they are, whether that is affirming one's gender or affirming one's sexual orientation. And it's really important that we have a space where our community can connect and find one another with support and truly see for themselves that they can be proud and joyful in their authentic identity.
Mm. Rachel, do you find yourself in situations where you're able to call on experiences that you may have had when you lived in Texas to help coach or counsel or mentor a younger person who may be facing the same thing right here in Fairfield County?
I do. And I mean, I think I find myself supporting young folks, but they also turn to their peers, I think, more than coming to, you know, people in official leadership positions. Mm. But it's great to be available to them if there's something maybe in their school, if there's a teacher who isn't respecting their pronouns, or if they don't know what the school policy is around accessibility to an all-gender bathroom. So to have folks available to help young people navigate those situations, but then also I think a lot of our local towns are taking steps to do things like limit the LGBTQ pride flag being flown on town property. Mm-hmm. And so we've been working with local pride leaders, libraries who host drag story hours, and others where there's a more organized protest around limiting the rights of and visibility of queer people in Connecticut. So it's good to, it's powerful to be here for the youth, but also for others who are facing more coordinated and organized attacks.
Good. Folks, if you're joining us, we're talking with Rachel Simon, Executive Director, and Julie Walsh, Deputy Director of Triangle Community Center in Norwalk. They offer over 25 regular programs to the LGBTQ community. We've heard about a few so far. We'll talk about more of them. I just want to give both of our guests a moment while we remind you that a singer-songwriter that I had an opportunity to work with a little bit who is a Connecticut resident, is going to be coming in. I remember talking to her when she was just starting to formulate the idea of possibly putting together a theatrical production, and here it is, 2024, and Birds of New York is coming to the Westport Country Playhouse with Grammy Award nominee and Westport resident Sophie B. Hawkins. It's coming up Tuesday night, June 25th at 7 p.m., part of the Barnstormer series in the Lucille Lortel White Barn Center next to the Playhouse in Westport. Hawkins is going to offer an intimate evening alongside an accomplished cast of Broadway performers while she shares a sneak peek into Birds of New York, where she plays Billy, a songwriter who returns home after 20 years of estrangement to heal herself and unite her family. Tickets are just $20, general admission, non-reserved seating. If you'd like full details, go check out westportplayhouse.org. For information on that show and all the programs that they're offering. Once again, we are pleased to be with Rachel Simon and Julie Walsh from the Triangle Community Center, an organization that's had a long history with us here on For the People and is doing great work. So here we are in the waning weeks of Pride Month. Rachel, as this program is playing on June 23rd, are there any more Pride Month activities that are going to be happening in or with the center?
So there are, there's a Pride calendar put out by the Leonard Litz Foundation and Circle Care Center that has put together all of the town prides that are going on. And I can't remember offhand who is at the end of the month, but if you check the Triangle Community Center social media at CT Pride Center, we will have a link so folks can find out who's up at the end of the month.
Very good. ctpridecenter.org is also their website, by the way. So we talked about a few of the programs in the last few minutes that we have. Julie, what was one of these many programs that struck you as being really, really awesome in the past few months that you've been with the center?
I am just so thrilled to see all of the affinity groups that happen here at the center. There really is a place for everyone, whether someone wants to hang out and do therapeutic arts for teens and adults, the groups for our Q teens or queer teens, groups for our parents through PFLAG, and groups here for folks in recovery. If someone is looking for a way to connect with community, I am really impressed with what is being done with that type of programming here. And I encourage any of your listeners to come out and find a group that really resonates with them.
Very good. Rachel, if you would please just detail quickly the clinical services that Triangle Community Center provides, because I think this is really the place that Triangle has been a leader in the LGBTQ community for many, many years.
Yeah, so we offer free case management and free therapy to pretty much anyone in need. We have MSW social workers, we have LMFT, licensed marriage and family therapists, and then graduate student interns in those areas where we really try to support folks and meet them where they are. We have a young adult housing navigator that works with folks who are 18 to 25, because we found that if someone can avoid being houseless at that age, it has a long-term impact on them. And so if you go to the website, ctpridecenter.org, you can see the intake forms and all of the options for what folks can find here. And I will say that during the pandemic, we got very good at seeing people remotely. So even if you're not immediately in the Norwalk, Stamford area, if you are somewhere else in the state, we are available to support you and families.
Excellent. I can't wait to talk again and hear more about the center and upcoming programs as both of you get more comfortable in your roles. Rachel Simon, the executive director of the Triangle Community Center since last September, and Julie Walsh, a much more recent transplant here in Connecticut from Indiana. We thank you both for being part of this program and this series. ctpridecenter.org is where you start online, or check out their social sites. They've got programs, events, training, clinical services, as you heard, and you can check their calendar for not only any remaining Pride Month activities going on in the region, but also for all of the great social activities and groups and supports that are available through Triangle. ctpridecenter.org. Julie and Rachel, great to meet you, and thank you so much. Perhaps our next visit can be in person down there, and we can do kind of a live radio walkthrough and really get people involved in some of the great things you guys got going down there. So appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.